the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of SonofCheese.com. With us, as always, is Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Joining us once again, the Jewario, Justin Carmichael.
Shalom, my peeps.
And for, you know, first time in a while, we've got my sister, Heather Knight from Matted Spam.
Hello.
Before we get moving, I should let everybody know that there's a site called Spinner.com. Hell, it may be a magazine as well, for all I know. Or it may not. Either way, I can confirm that there is a Spinner.com. I can also confirm that the main idea of Spinner.com is music. Now, I can also confirm that recently Spinner.com came out with its list of the 20 worst lyrics of all time. Now, on today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to go over these shitty lyrics from number 20 all the way to number 1, offer our opinions such as they are, and if we have time, we'll offer our own ideas as to lyrics that the short-sighted Spinner staff may have missed, gargantuan in their lyrical suctitude. Anyhow, let's get rolling, shall we?
Let's roll.
Sounds good.
All right, number 20 is Bernie Taupin's lyric from the Elton John classic, Your Song. The sentence that Spinner took exception to is, if I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Spinner's complaint is, well, then stop bringing it up. To me, it's just a bit noncommittal. It never really bothered me. Thoughts?
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me either. I mean, if I was a sculptor, but then again, nah.
Nah, I'm not.
Yeah. You got to fill the song.
Got to fill some time.
It almost seems like he's coming up with an idea and something better.
Exactly.
If I was a sculptor, but then again, no.
If I worked on a trash truck.
Or a man who made
potions. The traveling show.
Well, let's see, sculptor and then a scam
snake
artist.
Snake oil salesman.
Yeah, let's see.
Everybody loves them. They're romantic. Rolling right along, though, number 19 on Spinner's list is that little dynamo Shakira, her song Whenever, Wherever. The lyric that they took exception to is, lucky that my breasts are small and humble so you don't confuse them with mountains.
She has a problem with her breasts being so small, because I swear to God she mentions it in every song. Because we were just listening on the way here, we were listening to Objection Tango, and she's saying, and I can't remember the lyric now.
I got small titties!
But basically, it's like, you know, just because I'm small, I'm good enough for you.
That's right.
Well, you know what's funny is, I'm thinking, yeah, you are one lucky bitch, Shakira, else I may climb to the top of them and claim them for Spain. Plus, that's also a nice way to say, hey, I'm flat.
But then she does that.
Kansas
that
is a great place.
Dancing that she does with the, you know, bouncing. What's she trying to do there?
Make
trying
grow
to pop
bigger.
Them out. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
They're trying to make them grow
mosquito
bigger.
Bites, I think I've heard them called. 50 Cent checks in on Spinner.com's list at number 18 from the track 21 Questions with this gem. I love you like a fat kid loves cake.
Now.
Translation, he's going to eat you and then hide the evidence. Get out while you still can, ho.
See sandwiches in your future.
Wow.
I know, what else can you say to that except for, well, okay. There's some, that's some passionate love right there.
Right there.
Spinner gives Bono his due at number 17 with the line, there's an insect in your ear. If you scratch it, it won't disappear from staring at the sun. Which is a lesson in self-control if I ever heard one.
Ew.
That's why they call them earwigs. They go from one end out the other.
Got to send in a bigger insect.
This one's not really... There's not much to say about this one.
No.
Number 16 from Spinner.com's list of the 20 worst lyrics of all time is from Slayer's Necrophiliac, which is a good way to start with the title. It reads, relentless lust of rotting flesh to thrash the tomb she lies. Heathen whore of Satan's wrath, I spit at your demise.
I think I saw that on a Hallmark card.
You know, it really is all in how you say it.
It was a birthday card.
Yeah.
It's all in how you say it.
It's dear mother.
Yeah.
Heathen whore of Satan's wrath, I spit at your demise.
Yo, isn't that nice, Paul? Isn't our son just the best?
He's a Mother's Day card, certainly.
He's great.
I can see that.
Number 15, R.E.M. from the song Leaving New York. Leaving was never my proud. Proud, not a noun. Sorry.
Leaving was never my proud.
Leaving was never my proud.
And it doesn't go on to the second line of anything?
I wish it did.
Nothing proud moments that I go... No, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
That's apparently the lyric that Spinner.com has exception with.
That's fail.
And this was who again?
R.E.M.
Michael Stipe and R.E.M.
So they don't have English as their second language as an excuse.
You would. It's like English.com. Please to not to put on Ron.
My proud doesn't.
Yeah. My please to not to take a proud
but then
on
be
the
proud. You know,
proud. Yes. Number 14, everyone's favorite white rapper, Eminem. The song is called Ass Like That. The lyric, I ain't never seen an ass like that. The way you move it, you make my pee-pee go doing, doing, doing.
That is so horrible.
Perhaps this was the radio edit. Perhaps this was the radio edit. I don't know. But who goes around calling anything their pee-pee?
Much less doing, doing, doing,
doing, doing. Doing.
I mean,
I'm
just
go
have,
to the store. Doing, doing.
Just have Beavis and Butthead on your sampled on your song.
My pee-pee is like doing, 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 doing. Yeah. So, people call him a master lyricist.
Yeah.
His pee-pee, doing, doing, doing.
Well, maybe he was trying to be funny.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Now, finally, at number 13, everyone's favorite juggler, Penn Jillette, gets his due. Yeah. Penn Jillette talked about this, among other lyrics that he hates, on an episode of his currently Teats Up radio show. It's America, horse with no name, plants and birds and rocks and things! Plants and birds and rocks and things! You ran out? You ran out of lyrics after plants and birds and rocks? There's a lot of things in the desert!
But maybe things, didn't things have to rhyme with something? Maybe that's, they did it for the rhyming.
There was sand and hills and rain. No, nothing.
Plants and birds and rocks and things.
There was sand and hills and rain.
Well, things kind of rhymes with rain.
No.
Except for how.
I was just trying to, you know, stand up for
Well, see, I have not just a problem with this lyric. I have a problem with the band America as a whole. I think that as they just suck ass. Well, and I would be very happy if everything they did was just wiped off the face of the
earth. You hate America, you commie bastard.
Well, we did. This song did get mentioned last night when Colin mentioned that you had these top 20 lyrics.
And this was without him looking at the list.
Yes, yes.
So he's right in line with Spinner at number 13. Number 12, Culture Club, which I'm sure hit the list more than once. Time, Clock of the Heart is the song, and the lyric is, time is like a clock in my heart. And guess what? Food is like a meal in my belly. Way to go, Captain Obvious.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now that's just stretching. Come on.
Yeah.
That's almost poetic. But, I mean, if you want to get technical.
It makes your heart go tick-tock.
You know,
TikTok,
and my
TikTok.
PP go doing, doing, doing.
Time is just amazing.
And Justin, I do want to reiterate this list was compiled by Spinner.com. So we are merely reporting Spinner.com's feelings at this point. Now their list moves on. Number 11, The Bengals, Manic Monday. The song was written by Prince. I wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. My I don't have to run day.
I like that.
You know, rhyme heavy. I'll admit, but I don't find much fault with that
There's
lyric.
Nothing wrong with that line.
I've never thought it was anything. I think this is just a personal vendetta against Prince.
I think so.
And it worked great for Manic Monkey, really.
Yeah, exactly. when you wrote your little parody lyrics to Manic Monkey, you know, you had gold to work with.
Exactly.
Jerry Gold.
That's right, gold. Number 10, number 10, Natalie Imbruglia, which to me sounds like an Italian appetizer. The song is Torn. The lyrics are by Anne Previn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. Well, speaking only for myself, I could give a shit less how you feel. Notice I didn't ask, how are you today, Natalie?
There's nothing wrong with that one either.
That's just mean. I am lying naked on the floor. That would be a little bit, I'm torn. That's just, well.
Moving on now. Number 9, Vanilla Ice.
Woo!
His ripoff of Play That Funky Music. The lyric, now you're amazed by the VIP posse, stepping so hard like a German Nazi. And which Nazis were light in the loafers by comparison? Please to advise.
See.
I'm just confused by that.
I think it should have been Potsy if he wanted to rhyme with Stepping Nazi.
Stepping so hard like Potsy from Happy Days. No, it just doesn't rhyme.
Well, like
Happy Days
Potsy.
Yeah. That's just stupid.
Well,
the whole
it's
thing
ice,
is stupid.
Man. It's ice, right. Ice, baby.
Right, exactly.
Stepping so hard like I got lice in my crotchy. I don't know.
That's much better.
I like it. Number 8, Shania Twain. Shania Twain, known for just insipid, inane lyrics. Honey, I'm home. My panty line shows. Got a run in my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that. So how was your day?
Well, it does suck.
Had a good day to you, Shania Twain.
You know, she was just complaining about stuff that was just making her annoyed.
And you know,
now she's home and she wants a massage and she wants her dinner made and chop chop.
And you know what annoys me? Shania fucking Twain. Talk about a Canadian who needed dental work to become a hit in country music.
And every song starts with
hoo. Yeah, she overuses the hoo. So moving on, Saves the Day at number 7. I've never heard of this band, but their joint here is called See You, and the lyric that Spinner.com takes exception to is, I don't think that I've got the stomach to stomach calling you today. All I can say to that is, pussy. Step up to the plate, man. Grow a pair and give her a call.
Or send an email.
You know? Yeah, because I don't think I've got the fingers to finger you an email today. I'm not the type to type you an email today.
Oh, Lord.
Number 6, Michael Jackson makes a surprise appearance on the list. The song Bad. Your butt is mine. Spinner.com did not like Your Butt is Mine.
Now, they never would have said they don't like that line if it hadn't been for all the little boy stuff.
He was, of course, referring to Macaulay Culkin's butt. But in my opinion, there's no problem with it because it spawned a fine parody lyric. Your butt is wide, butt is wide. And mine is too. Shut your mouth, or I'll sit on you. Yeah, exactly. Number 5, Penn Jillette vindicated again. Once again, hallelujah, Paul McCartney and Wings is the subject of number 5, Live and Let Die. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in, another lyric that Penn devoted copious amounts of time toward on his show, his hatred unbridled, because the grammar is atrocious.
Yeah.
But you don't notice grammar when you're singing.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in...
I'm not going to agree with this one.
Which we live
it's on. Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. What do you call a dog with wings? Oh, wait. Oh, she's dead. We can't make fun of her. Number 4, Puff Daddy and Mace, I believe, are the artists in question. The song Can't Nobody Hold Me Down. The lyric, Young, Black, and Famous with Money Hanging Out the Anus.
Whoa. I admit it. Dude, there's a wallet for those sorts of things.
It's a way to keep from being robbed.
And that's what I was thinking. I admit it mostly rhymes, but is he just hiding it from would-be muggers?
He learned that in prison.
Keeps it in his flesh purse.
Exactly.
Ew.
Money. I got to keep my money.
I mean, I understand the whole coming out your ass thing, but please do not take it literally. Yes. With money hanging out the anus.
I'm so rich, I whack myself with $100 bills.
I guess.
And some of them stick.
And a gerbil. Oh. Madonna checks in at number 3. The song is called I Love New York. The lyric, I don't like cities, but I like New York. Other places make me feel like a dork. Newsflash, Madonna, it's not them, it's you.
I think we're all in agreement on this one.
Other places make me feel like a dork.
I expect more from Madonna.
I expect less from Madonna, and I'm not surprised. Number 2, Culture Club once again. High on the list here at number 2. The song, War Song, the lyric, war is stupid and people are stupid. And peas are stupid and you're stupid and I hate you.
There you go.
Boy George's mom also dressed him funny. That's war is stupid. People are stupid too. You stupid people.
I'm gonna take my football and
go home. Yeah. So, but guess what's number 1? Number 1 worst lyrics of all time.
I can't imagine.
This is a song you know. Sade, Smooth Operator.
Really?
What could be so stupid about Smooth Operator? The line coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago. Failed geography, I see, Sade. Perhaps she meant coast of Lake Michigan. I don't know, but clearly Sade not from around here. Coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago.
Now, once again, maybe Chicago had to rhyme with something. I can't remember the next line right
obviously.
Now.
Or maybe she's thinking of two separate things. Maybe it's two separate thoughts. Coast to coast. And L.A. to Chicago.
And L.A. to Chicago.
Yeah, maybe that's,
but
maybe that's a north-south thing.
We should draw a line to see where they cross.
I will say that, but do you know what goes from L.A. to Chicago? Historic Route 66. So perhaps she was just a huge fan of Nat King Cole and was just trying to slide that in.
There you go.
Yeah. Coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago.
She's a misunderstood genius.
That's right. Well, this brings us to our personal least favorites. And since I've got the microphone, I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
Personally, I can't stand, I mean, the whole idea of MacArthur Park. The whole song.
That was my song that I was going to talk about.
Quit your bitching, man. It's a fucking cake. I swear to God, shut up.
I hate that song so much.
He'll never have that recipe again.
Look it up, for Christ's sake. Google it.
Never.
Google it, man.
Or write it down, you know?
Another one, Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy. Oh, you know? Geez. She was, after all, like in junior high, but yes, you could make it more obvious by shutting the fuck up. Can I make it any more obvious? Yeah, shut up.
That's a cute song.
Another song I take exception to is My Humps.
My humps, my lovely lady lumps.
Who the fuck calls anything lovely lady lumps? Ooh, look at her, she's lumpy.
Lumpy,
crawl all over those mountains.
Bastard brownies.
Obviously, we wouldn't be calling Shakira lumpy at this point. A song that I actually enjoy, but that is made up of pure nonsense, and I think you can say hastily constructed at this point, is the song I Woke Up by 1T. It was originally done for a singular commercial and then fleshed out to be released, but in fleshing out, they just really just kind of pulled words out of their anus. I got a doodle bug, was in distress, gotta wake up, wake up, wake up. It's just inanity, but it's a fun little song. Now, Penn Jillette will get his due on this show, whether he knows it or not, which of course he doesn't. He also had trouble on his show. You'd think he devoted a lot of time to song lyrics that he hated, and you'd be right. He also had trouble with He's a Complicated Man, But No One Understands Him But His Woman, John Shan. And Isaac Hayes recut the song for, I believe, an episode of That 70s Show, and in doing so, fixed the line. Mm-hmm. Fixed the line. He succumbed to the pressure. And of all songs that Penn Jillette also had a problem with, Frosty the Fucking Snowman. The line that he had a problem with was, there must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. His complaint, correlation is not causation. Me, I've never really cared that much about Frosty the Snowman. And I think there must have been some magic in the silk hat. Otherwise, what the fuck would Frosty dance around?
Yeah. How did he do it, Mommy? Well, there must have been some magic in that old silk hat. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's fine. Colin!
Yeah.
Go!
Well, you see, the only one that I really thought of was Horse with No Name.
So I've stolen your thunder.
Kind of, but
Spinner
I mean,
stole your thunder. Don't blame me.
Yeah, I blame you.
We can get over this. You and I, we can be pals.
I don't think so. But, okay, and there was another one. Well, My Love Grows Where Rosemary Goes. Is that...
Oh, fuck
love
you.
Love Goes Where My Rosemary
fuck
Goes.
Fuck you. I love that song.
You go ahead and love that song. I don't like it.
Oh, come on.
Well, liking the song and thinking the lyrics are bad.
And nobody knows but me.
I still think the lyrics are bad.
What was it that Rick Morgan used to say about that song?
I don't remember.
Where Rosemary goes, nothing grows.
Yeah. There's that, and...
I love that song. It's got a 19-second intro. It ramps up perfectly so you can talk up, hit the post with energy.
So do you love the song for the song or because you were a DJ?
I love the song because I was a DJ. It was one of my favorites to sing. It's 6:16 on the ride home. It's Derek Knight with you on the Drive at 5. We've got more great stuff coming. It's got to get you home with the best music ever made. Get you home in style. Keep your foot tapping, but not on the gas pedal. Here's Edison Lighthouse. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, 92.9 KSPZ. Bam! Hit the post. Nail it.
Beautiful. If you need time to think, I've got a song to complain about.
Go for it.
Go for it, yeah.
Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys.
I hate the
Beach Boys. God damn it. Christmas comes this time each year. Hello?
No shit.
We know that. And it drives me crazy every time they play it. They play it every year 40,000 times.
And you know what? You'd think knowing that Christmas time comes every year, I would be more prepared for it. Every year. I never have presents bought in time.
Well, then maybe that song was written for you
maybe
as a reminder.
Maybe it was, and I just don't listen to it soon enough either. So they need to start playing it around June. I think.
No. I know.
No sorry, no nothing.
But yeah, no, I hate the Beach Boys with a passion. They're such rip-off artists and so horrible. So horrible. But I do like the song Brian Wilson by Bare Naked Ladies. Go figure. Justin, you have anything that you want to complain about?
Dramatic pause so that you can edit that out. I'm actually was going to go online to try and find the lyrics for any Placebo album, but I can't get online. pausing back into it. Any Placebo lyric from the group Placebo. My wife loves them a whole lot. However, me, not so much. I find their lyrics very trite and very painful, actually. quite literally painful to listen to because they search for words that rhyme. Just pulling something right out of my ass right now.
Use a word that don't mean
$100 bills. But
there must be some magic in that old ass of mine.
Anyway. Like, something very poetic to begin with. I think my heart, breaks for you. I like to look at the number two. That tunnel, I think we shall go through.
So not finally.
It's just really, oh my God.
Not finally crafted.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. It's bad.
Drivel.
Trite. And do you know what the actual definition of drivel is, Colin? I looked this up.
Good for you.
Drivel essentially means like drool coming from a child's mouth.
Isn't that dribble?
No, that would be drivel.
It's a dribble child. Tip him in the leak. Anyway.
So, did you say tip them in the lake?
Tip them and then they leak. Okay. Like a dribble glass. It's a dribble child. So,
like little kitties, he likes to put them in a gunny sack and toss them in the river.
Hey, you know.
It's a miracle that these two that he's got now lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll be strong.
What doesn't kill you makes you keep coming back.
Exactly. There's also another 70s song that... Something about the Chevy van.
Dude, there's
Chevy van.
Well, it's called Chevy
Sammy
Van
Jones.
By Sammy Jones. Yeah, okay. And there's probably
we
a
made
lot.
Love in my Chevy
I'm sure there's
van
a lot of 70s songs.
That's all right by me.
So, yeah, what specifically don't you like about the Predator van?
I don't like
the van
song.
With no windows outside the elementary school.
Yeah, I just don't like the song.
And so with a mural painted
I hear
on the
it,
side.
I skip it.
Sexual wizard. It's okay. Laugh. Go ahead. Give it out.
I'm sorry, I was trying to think of more songs I didn't like.
I was just thinking of trying to think of some lines that made love in my Chevy van. I, stole her from when she was going on the can. I don't know. And that's all right by me.
You're just trying to think how Placebo would have sang
yes,
Chevy van.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's certainly a lot of songs that I have trouble with for various reasons. Mm-hmm. And not so much the lyrics. Sometimes it's just because they're so annoyingly slow. Like, and it goes along the same lines as Little Saint Nick. A lot of Christmas songs I really hate. Pretty Paper by Roy Orbison is one of my least favorites because it's just so, I will put me to sleep. Pretty paper.
Pretty yeah,
ribbons.
Yeah, but it reflects the season with the snow and everybody slows down and doesn't
it's
shop
horseshit.
A lot.
I prefer the faster Christmas songs like Santa Claus is Back in Town by Elvis and the Jordanaires. But
you
there's another
to a punk band and have them do it. Pretty paper.
Yeah, long songs sung fast, right? But there's another song I really anything done by pretty much any of the Beatles for Christmas, like John Lennon.
So this is Christmas. What have you done?
Well, guess what? I'm going to go out and buy fucking presents. I'm not going to give a shit about what you fucking think I should give a shit about. Shut up, John Lennon. Glad you're dead. Who's that guy that shot you? I want to shake his hand.
Mark. No, don't say it. Don't say it. Then he'll be like, that's
Mark,
my hero.
Mark David Chapman.
Oh, dang it. Dang it.
You thought I wouldn't remember.
Well, let's hope him.
Alienating enough. How many people you figure I alienated by saying that?
A ton. Yeah.
Everybody but me.
What? One of our listeners just turned it off.
Yeah. That's, I'll never listen
to
this fucker again.
To more.
You don't like it? Change the station.
Beetle-hating
oh, wait.
You can't.
You can just hit pause.
You can hit skip.
You can edit it out. You know, with today's technology, you can edit it out and make it seem like I never said it.
Yeah. That'd be swell.
I could even edit it out.
But you make it sound like you said John Lennon is great.
John Lennon is great.
And then when, with us all arguing with you, we'll look like the dicks.
That's right. No way, John Lennon sucked, man. I'm glad he's dead. Oh, wait, we've said it again. Of course, I'm not glad he's dead. I mean, that's wrong to shoot people, even if they couldn't sing.
Well, if you have a problem with some of the weird lyrics like that, then you really got to go after Ringo Starr with Yellow Submarine. I mean, come.
You know what I love about Yellow Submarine more than anything is is it Chinese or Japanese? I think it's Chinese. The Chinese version. We all live in the Yellow Submarine. A Yellow Submarine. A Yellow Submarine. We all live in the Yellow Submarine. I think that must be Japanese.
Well, now
it must be. It sounded like it to me.
Cause he all sound like a geese.
Now, Octopus's Garden is about I mean, the lyrics are pretty.
Oh, Octopus.
That's a cute song.
Uncle Ringo, Albert, Ringo, Admiral Ringo, Halsey.
Ringo. I love that song.
What's to love about it?
It's just,
it's a drug trip.
Cute.
It's one long LSD trip.
I like it.
Oh, and there's no other songs like that out there.
No.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
What's Lucy doing in the sky with diamonds?
Obviously making a run from Antwerp.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's all a conspiracy.
It was a heist. She's flying KLM Dutch Airlines back to the States.
She's got the diamonds in her anus.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. I never even thought about the Beastie Boys. My posse. My hands in my pocket and my fingers on the trigger.
My hands in the pocket and my fingers on the trigger. My posse's getting big and my posse's getting bigger. Some voices got treble. Some voices got bass. We got the kind of voices that are in your face. What's the next line?
I don't know.
They're going to get a rap contract after that.
From the burger to the bun, from the apple to the peach, to the peril to the plum. Yeah, they were just throwing that shit together. But at the same time, that particular section of the song was just freeform. That was just freestyle. So you got to give them a pass on that. Because it wasn't like they wrote it down. You know, it's like, hey, that's great, guys. Let's try
What's with the finger on the trigger? Is that a masturbatory
scene? My finger's on the trigger. But, you know, there's a lot of the Beastie Boys song that were really just, you know, kind of freeform. And I love the Beastie Boys song. So I won't be one to diss their lyrics. But if you'd like to, you go ahead.
Well, see, now I did not know that was improv when they were recording it. So
I'm just guessing.
To see the...
He's lying. Basically, Derek's doing what he always does.
That's right. Lying convincingly.
Saying it with authority.
If you don't like it, you can cram it up your ass there, pal, because my finger's on the trigger, and my posse's getting big and getting bigger. We're just trying to have a few laughs.
That's outrageous.
You know, he just had, what, like heart surgery or something?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did they install one?
Yeah, they installed one. That's right.
The Dick His Cheney model.
You over there in the corner that didn't like the fact that I made fun of John Lennon dying.
Yeah, what?
What do you got to say for yourself?
I've been saying stuff all podcast long.
And that was not an edit, folks. She really had that pause in the
podcast long.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of other lyrics. I don't like it. I can't think of anything.
How about that I've been working on the railroad song? That's cool.
The live long day. Live long?
I can tell you for sheer repetitiveness, 99 bottles of beer on the wall, fuck you. Go to hell. I can't get past 97 before I want to shoot myself in the fucking head.
What about Henry VIII?
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. I will tell you a little bit of trivia about that song, Colin. In England...
You actually got married to the widow next door?
No. She hadn't been married 7 times before, either. But no, in England, the I'm Henry VIII, I am song is actually such a common bar song. It's so well known in England that to release that song as a single in England would have been like releasing Happy Birthday in the States. It was huge in the States, but if you ask Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, he'll say, oh no, we couldn't have possibly released that in England. We had been laughed at.
My God.
Because it's such a common song sung in the bars and the pubs in England that it would have been, like you said, it would have been like releasing Happy Birthday in the States.
All the pubs I went to, nobody sang.
maybe they knew you were there.
Must be.
They're like, oh wait, American, let's not sing today. Yes. Let's in fact be as surly as we possibly can.
Stupid American always buggering up all stuff.
That's right. We'll send you home with a nice little treat there, mate. They don't sing over there. They don't sing. Ha ha, joke's on you, bastard.
Yeah, there's no heat and they don't sing.
Of course, I can't imagine how they would have been able to sniff you out. You look so British.
Uh-huh. I know. I blend.
Whereas you would stick out like a sore thumb in Mexico.
Yeah.
And the pubs in England, right, just seamless. Seamless.
It's the red beard.
That is.
The
red Ireland. Beard. I mean, he goes...
Irish.
If he would go to Ireland...
And the wicked dart arm.
The wicked dart arm. I've never seen you play darts. Confirm that.
Wicked dart.
I don't have a dartboard anymore.
Because he gave it up after accident.
Sold it to pay the rent.
He vowed he would never play darts again.
That's right.
When I killed that child with that errant dart.
I thought you had a wicked dart arm. What were you doing?
It was wicked. I mean, that was pretty damn wicked.
Wicked hard.
Pow.
You've killed
knocked
him.
Knocked him right off the stool.
And his name was John Lennon.
Johnny, yeah.
Little Johnny Lennon.
Yeah, little Johnny Darton the Head Lennon.
Well, thanks, kids, for sticking with this podcast to this point. I feel like I should apologize. What we did was we were talking about the 20 worst lyrics of all time as determined by Spinner.com. And then we discussed some of our least favorites, some of our favorites, the fact that I'm glad John Lennon is dead, and the fact that Heather feels that is an insensitive and just sad remark to make. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You have been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, featuring, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Take care, everybody.
Justin Carmichael, the Jew Wario.
Buck Montrose.
And also my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Bye.
And we'll see you back again next Wednesday.